Fiordland, above and below the water. Remote and rugged, the 15 fiords in the southwest of Aotearoa, New Zealand, are unique. The area includes two very different but interconnected ecosystems above and below the surface of the water. Nutrients flow between these ecosystems, so a healthy forest relies on a healthy ocean, and vice versa. Deep, dark fiords. A fiord is a long, narrow inlet of sea with steep sides carved out by a glacier. New Zealand has 15 fiords. The fiords contain both seawater and freshwater. The freshwater is less dense than seawater, so it floats above the saltwater. Freshwater flows from the land into the fiords. Fiordland is one of the wettest places in Aotearoa, recording over 7.5 metres of rainfall each year. With all this rain, a huge volume of freshwater flows into the fiords. Forests feed the fiords. As the water runs down banks through forests and leaf litter, it becomes brown. This brown layer of fresh water stops some sunlight from reaching the salt water below. This makes the salt water dark. It is this reduced level of light that makes the field waters so special. Most creatures in the fields live on the underwater rock walls. The top layer of fresh water is home to only a few hardy creatures such as mussels, shrimps, and barnacles. These animals can cope with the brackish water. Just below this layer, deep water animals can live in much shallower water. These animals are carried on currents from Te Tai o Rehua, the Tasman Sea, into the dark, sheltered waters of the fields. Here, conditions are similar to those of the deep ocean, and the rock walls are covered in huge numbers of sponges, corals, sea stars, sea urchins, lace corals, and sea squirts. Black coral. While alive, black corals are actually white. Most black corals are deep-sea species, but in the dark waters of Fiordland, black coral grows at depths of only 15 to 50 metres. Fiordland's colonies of black coral carry some brittle stars. Scientists think they help to keep the coral free of smothering sediments. Deep water. Further down, sea cucumbers and glass sponges make their homes. Not much lives in the dark basins more than 40 metres deep. Heart urchins, tube worms and crabs are among the animals that live on the muddy floors of the fiords. Fish and marine mammals. Over 150 types of fish live in the fiords. The blue cod and butterfly perch are so tame that they swim up to divers. Fur seals also venture into the fields to live. Further out towards the open ocean, there is more mixing of water and better light, so more kelp grows. Here, kauda, rock lobster, teem, and pawa graze the rocks. Terahu, bottlenose dolphins, kikinoa, New Zealand fur seals, tawaki, Fiordland crested penguins, and korora, blue penguins, are common. You may even see whales, which swim by where the continental shelf comes close to the coast. Marine reserves. Fiordland's marine reserves offer spectacular opportunities to experience the area's unique underwater ecosystems. Together, these reserves are representative of the diversity of marine environments found in Fiordland. These protected areas are an important tool for ensuring our marine biodiversity is maintained in a healthy state. All New Zealand's marine reserves are managed by Te Papa Atawhai, the Department of Conservation. The following rules apply to activities in a marine reserve. No fishing of any kind. Don't take or kill marine life. Don't remove or disturb any marine life or materials. Don't feed fish, it disturbs their natural behaviour. Take care when anchoring to avoid damaging the seafloor. Above water. Fiordland has a variety of habitats and is isolated by steep mountains. This has led to high numbers of endemic plants. much of Fiordland is heavily forested. Beech trees are common, silver beech in the fiords and red beech in the inland valleys. In the understory, there is a wide variety of shrubs and ferns. Above the tree line, there are areas of scrubby herbs, patches of bog next to mountain streams, and finally an area of rimu-dominated sand dunes in the Waitutu area on the south coast. Cool summers and exposure to the coast means that the tree line is lower than some other parts of Aotearoa, below 1,000 metres in altitude. Native birds. Fiordland is home to threatened native bird species, such as takahere, kiwi, fio blue duck, mōhua, tieke saddleback, pateke brown teal. You may also see kia and kaka soaring overhead and might spot tomtits, tui, kakaruwai, South Island robin, and hihi, stitch birds. Other animals. Threatened pekapeka, tauroa, long-tailed wattled bat, and Sinbad skinks also live in parts of Fiordland. There are huge numbers of insects with over 300 species found only in the Fiordland region. Some of these are large, such as weta, large caddis, and giant weevils, and some of them unusual, such as egg-laying worms, alpine cicadas, and brightly coloured alpine moths. Fiordland is also home to many hungry sandflies. There are 6 species of native sandflies, and one of these is only found in Fiordland. Fiordland has 2 main ecosystems, above and below the water. How are these ecosystems connected? What does it make you wonder about managing human activities in these areas?